You are listening to مركز الصحابة. The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
هم سفر هم نوا هم نشین هم قدم ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشیں ہم قدم والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم
اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم
والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم
پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر ان کو محبوب ہم کو جاہ و حشم ان کو محبوب ہم کو جاہ و حشم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
محترم
والد محترم
محترم
نوجوانی بڑھاپے میں ڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا نوجوانی بڑھاپے میں ڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا آج بچوں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلن وسہلن ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the midday show with myself brother Suleiman Isub Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the 8th of Safar 1446 corresponding to Tuesday the 13th of August 2024. As you previously heard in the show before this, the bliss of marriage, that if you are expecting or you have given birth and it's in that time when you want to choose a name for your child, be it a girl or a boy, you can send in your messages and say that, you know what, I am expecting, what are the good names that you can that we can provide. Mufti Sahib will give, and I can also send you the 100 names of males and 100 names of females for children or when you are going to give birth, and also the masnoon duas that one should read when for pious children, or you know the famous dua from the Quran, Surah 25 verse 74. ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. And the translation is, O Allah, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes and make us an example for the righteous. So when a woman gives birth and they say, when you make that dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the child the coolness of the parents' eyes. Now, from an Islamic perspective and from the academic level, I'm not I can't give you such an answer, but inshallah, I will get an academic level. What do they mean by the coolness of the eyes? Like, from what I understand it to be, right, is that when you got that anger, when you're upset, and when you look at your child, and the anger goes away. You know, from a personal experience, I've got two boys, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them on Sirat al-Mustaqeen and always protect them, make them salihin, make them da'is. I always make that dua for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them da'is, make them alims, make them hufaz, make them the flag bearers of Islam. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And, you know, for my personal experience, witnessing childbirth, it's something else. It's another feeling on its own, you know, to the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And what a woman goes through when she gives birth. Some people say that it is a moment of life and death for a woman. And it's true, because some women have passed on whilst giving birth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest stage in Jannah, fully kabur nur, and grant the family sabrun jameel. And when I seen my first son born, I cried because the moment you become a parent, the moment you become a father, you understand and value of a woman and what she goes through in that 8 months, 9 months of carrying your child, you know. So inshallah, we're going to be discussing two names, right? The first name would be, for a boy, will be Talha. And also, it's very important, Mufti Sahib always says that it is very important to choose the correct name, because the name somehow has an effect on the child. So when you choose a name, you must choose a proper Islamic name, something where the child will grow up to be that the person or behind that name. You know, when you ask what's the meaning of this name, right? So for example, today we're going to be discussing from a boy's name would be Talha. Now, we know a lot of boys' names are Talha. Now, if you know of a Talha, how would you, as a person, describe the person Talha that you know, right? The meaning of Talha means the generous. Now, also, we're going to be discussing an Islamic figure whose name is Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu an. Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu an was the companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was also part of the Ashara al-Mubashara, the 10 people who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed Jannah whilst they were alive. And he also played a very important role in the Battle of Uhud and the Battle of the Camel, in which he was martyred. And then he was given the title of being the generous by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The title was given to him by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the generous. But let us see what does Talha mean in Arabic. If you know of any Talhas, and if you want to, you can tell me your personal experience with them, then you can send a message on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So inshallah, we're going to be waiting for your messages. But also don't forget, from 12:30 will be our recipe segment as well. So Talha is an Arabic male name, which means a fruitful tree from heaven. And Talha was also, like I said, was a well-known Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The brief history of Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anh, he was a member of the Taim clan of the Quraysh in Makkah. Talha was the son of Ubaidullah ibn Uthman ibn Amr ibn Qab ibn Sa'id ibn Taim. And they were all from the Hadram tribe. In September 622, Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu was returning from a business trip to Syria, where he met with the Muslims who left Makkah and were migrating to Madinatul Munawwara. Talha gave some of them Syrian garments and mentioned that the Muslim community in Madinatul Munawwara said that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was slow to arrive. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr continued to Medina, Talha radiallahu anh returned to Makkah to put his affairs in order. Soon afterwards, he accompanied Abu Bakr radiallahu anh's family to Medina, where they had settled down. Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anh distinguished himself at the Battle of Uhud by keeping close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst most of the Muslims' army fled. He protected Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's face from an arrow by taking a shot in his own hand, as a result which his index and middle fingers were cut off. He was also hit twice in the head, and it was said that he suffered a lot of wounds, between 39 to 75 wounds. Towards the end of the battle, Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu fainted from his heavy injuries. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu soon reached the location to check on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition first, who immediately instructed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to check the condition of Talha radiallahu anhu, who already passed away due to his severe blood loss. Talha radiallahu anhu was described as a dark-skinned man with a great deal of wavy hair, a handsome face and a narrow nose. He liked to wear saffron-dyed clothes and musk. He walked swiftly, and when nervous, he would toy with his ring, which was gold and set with a ruby. So that was the brief description and the life of Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala an. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the characteristics of the great Sahaba who are in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next personality that we're going to discuss on the females is the wife of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is none other than our mother Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Khadija radiallahu anha's full name was Khadija binti Khuwaylid. She was the first wife of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and was also the first person to accept Islam. Khadija radiallahu anhu was the daughter of Khuwaylid bin Asad, who was a noble of the Quraysh tribe in Makkah and was a successful merchant. Khadija radiallahu anhu is an important figure as one of the four ladies of Jannah, alongside her daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and also known as Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Asiya radiallahu anhu was the wife of the Pharaoh, and Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the mother of Sayyidina Isa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was married to her for 25 years. And that was our segment with regards to the names and the Islamic names. If you are going to give birth or you know of anybody who is expecting, then those are the two beautiful names. If they are expecting a boy or a girl, then those are the two names that we can give. Okay, today we're going to be looking at the day in history, right? Today being the 8th of Safar 1446. On the 8th of Safar 1423, Khattab, the commander of the Arab Mujahideen, assisting the Chechenian Mujahideen, which were martyred. So that's what happened on April 20th, 2002. So inshallah, let's look at what happened from a circular perspective on the 13th of August. So it's 11. And look here. The 13th of August. Let's see what happened. In 1962 was the first anniversary of the erection of the Berlin Wall, and East German Peter Fetcher was shot and bled to death while trying to escape from the East. Then in 1989, 12 people were killed in Australia when two hot air balloons collided in the worst ever hot air balloon disaster. One of them plunged to 600 feet to the ground. In 1910 was the death of Nurse Florence Nightingale, the lady with the lamp, during the Crimean War, who transformed the appalling conditions in the military hospitals and founded the nursing profession. So that's what happened on the 13th of August on those years, and also in Islamic history, that's what happened. So inshallah, you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. And inshallah, we're going to be starting our recipe segment a bit early. So you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. And international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. We're going to be waiting for your messages. But in the meantime, we're going to be listening to some of the nasheeds, inshallah.
ہر دل کا مدعا ہے صلی علی محمد مدح رسول اکرم اکرام اکرمی ہے مدح رسول اکرم اکرام اکرمی ہے اس کی صدا صدا ہے اس کی صدا صدا ہے صلی علی محمد ہر دل کا مدعا ہے صلی علی محمد ہر درد کی دوا ہے ہر درد کی دوا ہے صلی علی محمد ہر دل کا مدعا ہے صلی علی محمد.
Somebody message now and asked, please make dua. Someone wants to have another baby so much. And please make special dua, baby girl. Any special duas to be read? Our Mufti Sahib always says Surah 37, verse 100. That is Surah As-Safat. If you want a boy, you must read Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin. And he says, if you want a girl, Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihat. And also one should read the surah 25 verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. That is also, you know, if you want to get married, if you want to have your child must be on sirat al-mustaqim, then you can also read that dua. Then surah 25 verse 74. Then the other dua, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40, Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. And then the verse after that, verse 41, Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqum al-hisab. So this dua, Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati, is for children to be steadfast in their salah, and to make them pious also. So, you know, to keep them on Sirat al-Mustaqim, inshallah. So we're waiting for your messages for the recipe segment. If you have any other queries, any other questions, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشیں ہم قدم ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشیں ہم قدم والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم
اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر غم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم
پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر پرورش
It's gone at 12:30 Central African time, and this is now our recipe segment. And inshallah, we're going to be discussing, or we're going to be giving out our first recipe is a garlic butter prawn recipe. How to make garlic prawn recipe, butter prawn recipe. So you're going to be needing 1 kilo of large prawns. Depends on how you want it, whether you want it marinated or you know, peeled, unpeeled, all depends. So you're going to take 1 kilo of large prawns. You get your king prawn, your queen prawns, all depends how you want it, right? Then you're going to take 4 minced cloves of garlic, 4 cloves of minced garlic, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of paprika, and you're going to have salt and pepper to taste. So that's 1 kilo of large prawns, 4 minced cloves of garlic, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of paprika, and salt and pepper to taste. The method, you're going to heat the butter in a large skillet over medium-high heat. You're going to heat the butter in a large skillet over a medium-high heat. You're going to add the garlic and salt for a minute until fragrant. Then you're going to add the prawns and cook it for 2 to 3 minutes per side. Until it's pink and cooked through. Then you're going to remove the prawns from the skillet and set aside. Then you're going to reduce the heat to medium and then add lemon juice, paprika, salt and pepper to the skillet. And then you're going to start to combine. Then you're going to place the prawns back into the skillet. And then you're going to toss to coat with the garlic butter sauce. Then you're going to put the prawns in the skillet. And you're going to toss to coat with the garlic butter sauce. And then you're going to garnish with the chopped parsley if you are using. And then you're going to serve it immediately. So that was the garlic butter prawns. So you're going to repeat the ingredients and the method. You're going to have 1 kilo of large prawns. King prawn or queen prawns, whichever one you like. Then you're going to take four minced cloves of garlic. Four minced cloves of garlic. 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter. 1 tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon juice. 1 teaspoon of paprika. Then you're going to take the salt and pepper to taste. Then you're going to heat the butter in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Then you're going to add garlic and salt for a minute until fragrant. Then you're going to add the prawns and cook for 2 to 3 minutes per side until pink and cooked through. Then you're going to remove the prawns from the skillet and set aside. Then you're going to reduce the heat to medium and then you're going to add the lemon juice, the paprika, salt and pepper to the skillet. Then you're going to stir to combine. Then you're going to put the prawns back to the skillet and then toss to coat with the garlic butter sauce. Then you're going to garnish with chopped parsley if you are using, and then you're going to serve it immediately. So that was the garlic butter prawns. Our next recipe that comes in is for a minced palau recipe. So the ingredients is 1 cup of basmati rice, 1 cup of mince, either beef or lamb, 1 chopped onion, 2 cloves of minced garlic, 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon of coriander powder. 1 teaspoon of coriander powder. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon, if you want, of red chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder. 2 cups of water. 2 cups of water. Or you can use ghee or oil for frying. So there's 1 cup of basmati rice. 1 cup of minced meat, either beef or lamb. 1 chopped onion. 2 minced cloves of garlic. 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds. 1 teaspoon of coriander powder. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder if you are using. Then you're going to use the salt to taste. 2 cups of water. Ghee or oil for frying. Then the method, you're going to heat the oil in a large pan over medium heat. Heat the oil in a large pan over medium heat. Then you're going to add the cumin seeds and let them sizzle. Then you're going to add the cumin seeds and let it sizzle. Then you're going to add the chopped onion and cook until soft. Add the chopped onion and cook until softened. Then you're going to add the garlic, the meat, the mince of your choice, coriander powder, the turmeric, the chili powder if you are using, and the salt. Then you're going to cook the mince until it's browned. So you're going to add the garlic, the mince of your choice, the coriander powder, the turmeric, the chili powder if you are using, and salt, and then you're going to cook until it's browned. Then you're going to add the basmati rice, and stir to combine with the mince mixture. Then you're going to add the cup of water and bring to a boil. Then you're going to reduce the heat to low. Then you're going to cover and simmer for 15 to 20 minutes. Or until the rice is cooked and fluffy. And then you will have your mince palau recipe. That was a mince palau recipe. So we're going to go through it again. You're going to need 1 cup of basmati rice. 1 cup of minced meat of your choice, either beef or lamb. 1 chopped onion, 2 minced cloves of garlic, 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon of coriander powder, 1 teaspoon of coriander powder, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, half a teaspoon of turmeric, half a teaspoon of red chili powder if you want to use. Then you're going to have salt to taste. 2 cups of water. And you're going to have the ghee or oil for frying. Then you're going to heat the oil in a large pan over medium heat. Heat the oil in a large pan over medium heat. Then you're going to add the cumin seeds and then let it sizzle. Then you're going to add the chopped onions and cook until softened. Then you're going to add the garlic, the mince of your choice, the coriander powder, the turmeric, the chili powder if you are using, and the salt. And you're going to cook until the mince is browned. Then you're going to add your basmati rice and stir to combine with the mince mixture. Then you're going to add the water and bring to a boil. And then when you reduce the heat to low, you're going to cover it and let it simmer for 15 to 20 minutes or until the rice is cooked and fluffy. So that was your mince palau recipe. Then we got another message that comes in here, is a simple recipe for Kashmiri curry. So you're going to have 1 kilo of beef cut into curry pieces. 1 kilo beef cut into curry pieces. 2 chopped medium onions. 2 chopped medium onions. 2 minced clove garlic. 1 tablespoon of ginger paste. 1 tablespoon of ginger paste. 1 tablespoon of Kashmiri chili powder. 1 tablespoon of Kashmiri chili powder. 1 teaspoon of ground cumin. 1 teaspoon of ground cumin. 1 teaspoon of ground coriander. 1 teaspoon of ground coriander. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon powder. 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon powder. 1/2 teaspoon of cardamom powder. 1/2 teaspoon of cardamom powder. I'm going to add the salt for taste. 2 tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of oil. 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt. 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt. 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro for garnish. 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro for garnish. The method, you're going to heat the oil in a large pan over medium heat. Heat the oil in a large pan over medium heat. Then you're going to add the onions and cook until it's softened. Add the onions and cook until it's softened. Then you're going to add the garlic, the ginger paste, and cook for 1 minute. Add the garlic, the ginger paste, and cook for 1 minute. Then you're going to add the beef pieces until it's browned. Add the beef pieces until and cook until it's browned. Then you're going to add the chili powder, the cumin, the coriander, the turmeric, the cinnamon, the cardamom. And you're going to add all these mixtures and you're going to cook it for about 2 minutes. So you're going to add the chili powder, the cumin, the coriander, the turmeric, the cinnamon, the cardamom, and you're going to cook it for 2 minutes. Then you're going to add your salt, yogurt, and 1 cup of water. Add salt, yogurt, and 1 cup of water and bring it to a simmer. Then reduce the heat to low and cook. Cover it for about 1.5 hours until the meat is tender. So you're going to reduce the heat to low and cook. Cover it for about 1.5 hours until the meat is tender. Then you're going to garnish it with cilantro and serve with the basmati rice or naan bread. You're going to garnish it with cilantro and serve with the basmati rice or naan bread. So that was your simple Kashmiri curry. Hope you all enjoyed this segment and our segment prior to that day. But don't forget, you can send in your messages and your recipes before 12:30. Then I can read out for you, inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Monday to Thursday, between 12 and 1 p.m. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.